The concept that we're going to cover today is all about terrains, specifically getting deeper into pristine terrains. In biocognition, as you're beginning to see, we don't talk about behavior change, we don't talk about motivation, we don't talk about routines and tasks and checklists. We talk about inspiration and meaning as the driving force for doing what we're called to do in the world. In order to do this, rather than behavior change, rather than stimulus response and motivation, we go inward to the mind-body landscape inside of us, our inner terrains. Think about as you're driving on a road trip somewhere, you look around at the landscape. Terrains refer to the inner world that we create as our internal mindscapes. So the idea of a pristine terrain takes us inward to look around at who we are, what we know, and what we believe ourselves to be, and the purpose or function of why we are here. This is the beginning of developing our cosmology. The mantra for today: I detach associations, assumptions, and judgment from my self-care. What do these things have to do with each other? As I work with people, as I work with women, especially in leadership, I continue to find so much self-judgment based on messages that women see about wellness in the world around them. So as a leader, someone leading the best life possible, or leading a life of excellence and greatness, I believe that something really important is developing your own personal well-being practice. That's why we're all here. It's not about following suit with a wellness checklist from the latest magazine. It's not about keeping up with an article that just came out in a newspaper. All of this is about going inward to better know yourself and to better shape, shift, and sculpt whatever it is inside of you that you need to be the best you can be every single day. These terrains shift, these terrains change depending on the landscape or depending on the context, but what we want to have happen is that our personal truth, who we know we are and what we're here to do, begins to shift and create an inner serenity, quietude, peace, and stillness, where the landscape inside of you doesn't turn black and cold if you're in a space where you don't feel like you belong or you feel like you're being judged. It doesn't turn into this wild, crazy jungle if you're in a space of excitement and uncertainty and a little bit of chaos, right? We want the inner landscape, we want these terrains inside of you to be pristine, untouched by others, because you understand and are aware of how culture and environmental factors can change and influence what's going on inside of you. We're going to take back our power, take back our control, and reshape these terrains, knowing that as we move closer to a life of meaning, a life of purpose, and a life of joy, our inner terrains have been sculpted in such a way that we can navigate with courage, faith, and patience. And we have those healing antidotes embodied. We have honor, loyalty, and commitment driving us along the way. So today's exercise or today's technique is going to be a body scan, which we've done before and we do every day. But today's body scan is going to be a little bit different because as we get into the technique, the most difficult part about today is that you cannot bring labels, value judgments, assessment, or interpretation into the scan. So wherever you are right now, I invite you into a comfortable meditative posture. This could be lying down on your back, on the floor, or on a couch. It might mean sitting on the floor with your legs crossed, or it might mean sitting in your chair with your legs crossed, or feet flat on the floor, starting to feel safety, back, resting against the back of the chair, signaling to your body that it's time to relax. We are safe. As you close the eyes, go inward with the breath, inhaling through the nose, fully exhaling through the mouth. Again, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. We'll just take a moment to observe the breath. Where is it coming from? And today, again, no labels or value judgments on the qualities and sensations. Just notice a sensation. Notice a change in the quality of the breath or the quality of the body. Just feel it. Go deeper into the feeling and then move on. Continuing to go inward with the breath, we'll redirect our attention down to the toes, the bottoms of the feet, the tops of the feet, observing, scanning, making note of sensations and qualities, but without labels, without value judgments, without associations. Today, it doesn't feel like anything. It's just a feeling. It's just a sensation. Go deeper into the sensation or the quality. And then let it float away. Let it pass like a cloud. Let it float away in a river. Move into the ankles. Move up into the shins and the calves. What are you picking up on here as a sensation and a quality without a name? What are you noticing is another question. Or what are you sensing? Move up to the knees. Scanning around in a circle, scanning through the knees, front to back, side to side, diagonally. Move up into the quads, the hamstrings, scanning around the upper leg, the thigh. Do the sensations and qualities that you observe. Ask your body to move in a different way, to posture in a different way. Again, without association, without interpretations, what are you noticing? Moving up to the pelvic floor and the hips, scanning through and all around the lower abdomen. What's going on here? Without the association, without the values, the judgments, the interpretation, you're giving your body an opportunity to just feel itself. You are in your body more than ever before. And you don't need to think about what to do next. Your body's just going to do it. Naturally begin to realign. Naturally begin to release and let go of inflammation molecules. Naturally, it's letting go of tension and stress, discomfort. And moving up to the belly button, the stomach, mid-back, still scanning around and through the body. Front to back, side to side, diagonally. What are you noticing? Are you sensing movement? the natural movement of the body that you don't have to think about or do? What are you picking up on that you normally don't notice? Again, no labels, no judgments, no interpretation, just observation. Moving up to the rib cage and the chest, around the heart, around the lungs, through the rib cage, front to back, side to side. What's going on? Are you feeling anything different than you normally do? How often do you stop to pay attention to this area? Just be with it right now, observing it. Again, no interpretation. Sensations, qualities. Just pick up on feelings of the physical body. And we'll move into the shoulders, down the arms, through the elbows, into the wrists and the hands. What's the quality of the arms and hands? What sensations are you picking up on? Without the names or the labels, again, the body is able to simply observe and get into its job faster. No thinking, no interpreting or analyzing. Just let your body do its job. Trust that it knows how to take care of you. You are more than your physicality. You are more than just cognition. Let these two things work together, your biology and your cognition, to take care of you without having to force it, control it, or manipulate it. Bring the awareness upward back into the neck, into the traps on top of your shoulders, your upper back, into the base of the skull, scanning around the jawline, feeling the tip of the chin, sensing the tip of the nose, sensing the bottom of the earlobes and the tops of the ears. The space between the eyebrows. From the base of the skull up to the top of the head, the crown of the head. What are you noticing? And then stepping outside of the body, looking at the totality of your physical self, looking at the totality of your biology and your cognitions. You're becoming more keenly aware of how culture and context influence the co-emergence of mind and body reactions or responses, depending on your state of being. What's going on around you? How has it shaped your biology? How has it shaped your cognitions and emotions? How do you want to take control back? And how do you want to take your power back? If we feel like we need to control things, most of the time it's because we've given up our power. So identify, where have you let go of your power? This identification is step one of reclaiming it. Where have you let go of power? Who has it? What situations and contexts have it? What cultural truths have forced you to give up your power, leaving you with a false sense of control? Bring it back and allow that power to be the catalyst, to be the ability to propel the transformation of your mind-body terrains into a pristine landscape and mindscape that allows you to be the best you can be. Inhaling love, exhaling fear. Inhaling love through the heart, exhaling fear through the heart. Own that power, reclaim it, bring it back into yourself. Never giving up your power to anyone again. Taking a long breath in through the nose, inhaling love through the whole body. Exhaling love as you sigh fully through the mouth. Again, inhaling through the nose. Fully exhaling through the mouth. Gently, when you're ready, take your time. Wiggling the fingers and toes, opening the eyes to look around your space, finding something novel, something new. Shifting back into mindfulness in the present moment. Knowing that in your pristine terrain, in your self-created mindscapes, you hold the power, you have personal agency. This is your life. You can choose to lead it and live it however you'd like. With that, I'll see you in the next session. Be well, my friend.